The Renda and Healy have been moving through the ice since midnight. With the vessels 2.5 days out, the operation is now moving into its critical phase as people and equipment mobilize to Nome. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The vessels were making good progress earlier today through the ice, cruising at 7 knots. They are now northwest of Nunavik Island, moving through 12 to 18 inches of ice. Kathleen Cole, the sea ice program leader with the National Weather Service, says later today or tonight they'll hit ice 20 inches thick. Vitus Marine CEO Mark Smith says the two are making good progress, but there are still some kinks to be worked out.
The Renda and the Healy are trying to establish what the best distances are for escort as they travel up through the ice. This is their first day of working together, and we imagine that there'll be some complications as they just work those distances out so that it works appropriately.
Smith says if the distance between the two vessels is too far, ice can move back into the path and cause complications. Coast Guard Petty Officer First Class David Mosley says the two were about 1,000 yards apart earlier this afternoon. The two vessels are expected to reach town early Monday. The operation cleared a major hurdle yesterday afternoon when the State Department of Environmental Conservation approved the operation's oil spill response and contingency plans. The approval adds conditions requiring that the initial hookup be done during daylight hours. As the vessels get closer, the pieces on the ground and ice in Nome are coming together. Harbor crews have tested the fuel transfer equipment and built a snow ramp to run hoses up to the hookups. The Renda will not make it into the harbor. She will be moored offshore, perhaps 850 feet from the headers, or 300 or 400 feet from the end of the breakwater. The Renda carries sections of hose around 1,000 feet long. Nothing is set in stone for the final leg of the operation, but Smith says the team is confident in the ice conditions around Nome.
We've looked at the ice experts' evaluation of the conditions just off the breakwater. It's very apparent that we have a good, solid section of shore fast ice. So we have a high confidence level that coming in just outside the breakwater will provide us the shore fast ice to maintain the vessel in one position.
Around the ports, emergency equipment is being staged in warm storage as temperatures hover around 30 below. The Coast Guard is bringing in more equipment and personnel. An HH-65 Dolphin helicopter from the Healy will be based at the Nome Airport. The Guard is dispatching a C-130 for overhead support during the operation, plus daily flights leading up to early next week. And in addition to the Healy's crew, Coast Guard spokesman Mosley says specialty teams from Anchorage will be on hand.
We'll be sending maritime safety specialists to oversee the safe transfer of the fuel from the vessel to shore. We'll be bringing other support personnel to help ensure the enforcement of the safety zone as needed and other logistical concerns and needs throughout the operation.
Mosley says those safety zones around the vessels will be important.
When the vessels get there, the ice breaking operations themselves may weaken the ice, so we're encouraging everybody to stay away from ice breaking operations, as well as there will be a 100-yard safety zone around the fuel ship Renda and a 50-yard safety zone around any fuel hoses or operations taking place on the ice.
With yesterday's approval of the fuel transfer plans, the operation now has the blessing of the state. The final decision to move fuel, however, will be made on scene by regulators and industry officials. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.